best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX. When the truth is found.
Okay, we're back, everybody. Chris is on the line. Chris, go ahead, because I got a couple of calls back there.
Like I was saying, I think the idea of imposing our democracy on the world, I think it's really passe. Okay, we need to let these countries determine their own destination.
I agree.
Right now, we have trouble preserving our own democracy.
But what is the United Nations doing besides a coffee clutch? What are they doing, though, Chris?
Yeah. Well, they've always been like a double-talking organization.
But they need to speak up.
It represents the world.
But why don't they step up to the plate? That's my biggest thing, Chris. I agree with you. But why don't they step up to the plate and form UN nations, whatever, to go there and protect those people there?
Like they did in Lebanon.
Exactly. And stop the Taliban and the ISIS from taking over.
It has to become a world issue. That's more like the issues in the Middle East, Afghanistan. Those are localized to that area. The United Nations deals with world issues, okay? And until it becomes a threat to the world, okay, I don't think they. But speaking about democracy, I wanted to, and preserving our democracy, did you happen to hear the CPAC, Trump's CPAC speech this weekend?
No, but I seen a little bit of on the internet I was looking at.
Right. Steve, did you hear it? Is Steve there?
Steve, you there? Yeah. Did you hear about the CPAC speech? I hear his speakers at low.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah.
Remind me.
What do you have, selective hearing disorder?
What are you talking about, Chris?
No, but anyway, okay, in that speech, I don't know if you heard
Who are you quoting?
Do you hear what he said about the Supreme Court?
Who are you talking about?
Trump. I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, your obsession, Trump.
Speech.
No, I'm more concerned about what Chuck Schumer said about the Supreme Court on the steps of the Supreme Court building, where it seemed like he was threatening violence, Chris. That's what it seems like if you listen to the tapes.
You're changing the subject, Steve. I'm asking.
No, it's about freedom of speech. I think Chuck Schumer's speech was bordering on conduct, not just speech. I think President Trump's comments are entirely appropriate about the state of the judiciary. It's been a conservative complaint for years.
You know what he said about it. Let me repeat what he said.
Quote him already.
Okay. He said that the Supreme Court did not support him, okay, in his effort to undo the election.
And what's wrong with that?
They were worried about packing the court, okay?
Well, that's a reasonable position. Chris, why can't somebody say that? Is that illegal to say that?
No, it's not. It's untrue. It had nothing to do with
that. It's untrue?
It had
Chris,
to do... No, no.
But Chris... You know, Joe Biden says untrue things every day. He says we're going to get 100,000 to 250,000 new jobs from the Green New Deal. But Chris, I'm talking about lies to the American public by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I think it's a similar charge that you're making. I think public officials should not be lying, Chris. And Joe Biden does it every day himself or through his press agents.
Trump was pathological. Wait, I don't want to go back. I'm going just to this weekend. What he said about undermines our democracy. We have three branches of government. For him to say that about a total falsehood about the Supreme Court.
Chris, who says that's a total falsehood?
He had three nominations.
Chris, do you own the website Snopes? Do you have like a special channel to them? Did somebody certify that that's untrue? I hear things by Democrat and Republican politicians every single day that are untrue. But only because it's from President Trump, they're cited as somehow illegal or to be prohibited. Anything other than that, Lou, I just have to say, you cannot restrain a person's speech. This is the United States, and I think any idea of doing so, Chris, is unconstitutional and should be not even considered.
All right, we got other callers backed up. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the phone call. I want to get everybody on. All right, the next caller is on.
Yeah, Tom from Pelham.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm okay. Man, we got to let it go with Trump. We got to let it go, Chris. Yep. Come on, Chris. You don't hear people calling up and talking about Obama, you know, or Clinton, or, you know, you keep going back, Carter.
No, Tom, remember when Obama was raised, under with a Republican opposition. They questioned his fitness for office, suitability. That became the obsession with birther theories. That became the great big lie of history, ranking with Joseph Goebbels' worst. No, you can question Republicans. You can't question Democrats.
Exactly. Today, I saw a clip of our president trying to remember why we got into Afghanistan in the first place. And it was about a 15-second pause and a look of complete deer in the headlight on his face. This is a man who is, he should be somewhere in assisted living in Delaware right now. But anyway, outside of the Civil War, I can't think of any war that our country started. Can you?
Let's think for a second. Maybe the Revolutionary War, but that's an exception. We had
The World War One was not us.
No, we were laggard
was
there.
Was not us. In fact, we were late. We were late to enter the ball game.
We're always late. Tom, you know the answer. We're always late because we're a representative democracy. We don't willingly go to war, even though sometimes a majority of people want to do something. That's something the radical left has to learn. Majority's not enough. It has to go through systems of checks and balances and a separation of powers that a lot of people who love democracy once don't tolerate.
Mm-hmm. So our involvement is basically for security reasons, right? We went into Iraq presumably because of weapons of mass destruction. And I've always been concerned about that point too, because we know that Hussein used chemical warfare on his own people.
He sure did.
So,
in the United States, there was a year or so for those people to move those nuclear weapons and chemical weapons they had.
Right.
They buried somewhere in the desert there. They moved it. We gave them too much time. We sat back and did nothing.
Because there was a vote. There was a vote authorization of the use of force. And then there was, Colin Powell going to the UN. Remember that?
Yep. Yes.
So there was so much time delayed in between taking action and declaring action that anybody who had anything to hide had plenty of time to hide it.
Well, remember, in contrast to the other big nations, Lou, Tom, Russia and the People's Republic of China don't have any form of democracy, never mind the federalist representative democracy we have with 50 states exerting their influence. Russia and China have nothing like that, the division of powers. And that, I think, is a safeguard.
I said it from the beginning, and I tell you guys, I'll say it again. When we pull out of Afghanistan, within 6 months to a year, Iran's going to have ISIS, the Taliban, and they're going to use all that land there. They're going to take over that country. The problem in the Middle East is Iran. This country needs to step up to the plate and focus on that and stop listening to the squad or whatever. These people, the squad, could go on the Capitol steps and talk about Israel, the devil, talk about Israel should be bombed and say this. But we can't say that a country is building nuclear capability. We can't say a word about them. It's a bunch of bull.
Well, there's a saying, the past is prologue. We know it's going to happen.
Yes, we do.
We know that. We know that when you reduce taxes, that it spurs the economy. We know when you raise taxes, it affects the economy in a negative way. We know this time and time again. History has taught us, but we don't follow history, or at least some of the time we do and some of the time we don't.
We're supposed to learn from history.
Of course. Followed history.
And let me ask you something. Did Russia ask the world before it moved into Ukraine and more so into Crimea? Does China ask the world when it's mistreating its Muslim minority, the Uyghurs? No. When it clamped down on democracy, when it ended democracy in Hong Kong, do they ask the world? Go to the UN? No. The United States does, maybe to our detriment, but we at least observe some rules of the international game, and credit to our administrations, Republican and Democrat. But I think here we have to make our own path because no easy answers are out there.
I want to make a point about the American flag and people not flying it in front of their home. I've been paying careful attention to the homes here in Pelham. I think, just from my own little mental calculation, that probably 1%, maybe 2% of the homes in Pelham, so one or two out of every 100, are flying the American flag. How can that be?
Of course.
I agree.
Well, I will tell you, you know the answer, Tom. I believe you do. It's a failure of tradition. It's a failure of a father teaching his daughter, a mother teaching her son where their families came from. Again, worth reminding, most people in the United States came from overseas, from other countries, and teaching the great immigrant story, which somehow has been lost to the extreme left wing. The immigrant story and of Native Americans belongs to all of us, and it's a great story of America being a refuge. We have a unique history, Tom, which I think you're getting to, which justifies our flying the flag all as much as we want, because we are a special case.
I think there's a word lacking in this country now, and that's respect. That's what's lacking in this country, respect.
And patriotism. Nothing wrong
exactly,
with that either.
Exactly. I remember as a kid, election time, the men used to get dressed up in suits to go vote. No, really. And this was in the Bronx.
For sure.
All right. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long.
This is WVOX.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks edge higher to record closes. The record finish comes as investors await semi-annual testimony from Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell beginning on Wednesday in a batch of economic reports throughout the week and the unofficial start of corporate quarterly results. Financials were among the gainers as big U.S. banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, prepared to report earnings this week. The Dow rising 126 points, the Nasdaq up 32, S&P 500 up 15. And Disney was one of the Dow's biggest gainers, its shares rising over 4% following the release of Black Widow. The film brought in $80 million from the domestic box office, which is the highest of any film released following the pandemic. And Weber, the maker of outdoor grills, has filed to go public on Wall Street nearly 50 years after its iconic dome-like grill was made. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Andy Solomon. Recently, Halo launched one of the first commercial driverless car services in the U.S. running on the T-Mobile 5G network. Halo expects to begin serving customers in Las Vegas later this year. John Saw, T-Mobile, has more.
Halo has operated on the T-Mobile 5G network since it began driving on Las Vegas roads earlier this year. Driverless vehicles demand ubiquitous coverage, making the T-Mobile 5G network a perfect match for developers.
For more information, go to T-Mobile.com.
Now, WVOX traffic.
We still have that accident. It's blocking one lane on the Dugan northbound at 179th Street. Also, have the report of a disabled vehicle. This is in the right lane on the Sawmill River Parkway northbound at the Cross County Parkway. We're backed up to the Henry Hudson Parkway there. Continuing a little further north, still have construction crews on the Sawmill River Parkway northbound between Taconic Parkway and Grant Street. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Are you mine?
Mitchell, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Mitch. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but if you could give me just a few minutes, I'm trying to squeeze into my Navo jacket because apparently you guys were talking about how we used to get dressed up in the city.
You're so funny.
I still have my Navo jacket.
Mitch, did you say NATO jacket or Nehru jacket?
Nehru jacket.
Nehru.
Oh, I thought you used
to get the wax out of the year.
Let me see if you're a real true guy from the 60s. Who made that Nehru famous? What group?
Oh, my gosh.
Peter Tork.
No, Peter, it was before Peter talked to Beatles. The Beatles wore Nehru jackets.
Oh. I think it was something Who made it famous.
Yeah, Pete Townsend and the Beatles. You're right.
I had no idea.
Pete Townsend, too.
I thought Nehru made it famous.
Nehru made it famous. What's up, Mitchell? Because
I'm listening to you guys, and it's interesting. First of all, we do know that in Afghanistan, when the war started, we did have a coalition from the United Nations that fought, and they one by one, they got out. And for the last couple of years, the Afghan soldiers have been doing about 92% to 95% of the fighting.
Yes.
And we also that it was Donald Trump, and we agreed with him, who initiated us getting out of Afghanistan and put a date on it. So I want to thank Donald Trump for that. He's the one who actually put this in motion.
Yep.
And it's one of the few things that I actually agree with him.
Yeah.
So thank you, Donald.
I just want to comment on your point. To your point, I think you are right. I think at some point we have to say, what is coming of this? The collateral damage is horrible to foreigners and to American service people.
Do you disagree with what Trump did?
I'm agreeing that Trump had the right idea. As far as execution of the idea, I don't know what the right way to do it is. How do you pull out of a mess like this? I don't know.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know that any of us... You guys are a little older than me. You guys somehow avoided Vietnam, huh?
No.
Mitchell, excuse me. I was serving our country on the campus of Syracuse University. I was participating in demonstrations on the wrong side, incidentally, of your side, Mitch.
I can vouch for my friend the Orange Man.
But I will tell you, Mitch... to be fair, I didn't avoid. I was in college, and my senior year, I got number 29. I had a very unpleasant graduation period, and then the draft ended.
And Steve, I know how patriotic you are, so you encouraged your sons to go to Afghanistan to fight, right?
I did. I did suggest to at least one of them to join the military, but they weren't interested.
Now I know why Steve is a Trump supporter. Why he likes Trump. Two orange men.
More importantly, enough with the bullshit. I want to wish you Mazel Tov because, let's get, things that are important.
Thank you very much. You mean as to James Mayo Bertha, my dear and adorable and fine and Mitch, I think you know what I'm saying here. My fully schnitted grandson.
I know what he's saying too, Mitchell.
I can tell you, Mitch, is the kid's kosher. That's all I can tell you, Mitch.
The moral stopped. All right, Mitch, thanks. I got a couple of calls backed up. Thanks for the phone call.
Very, very kind thoughts, Mitch. Thank you.
All right. Who's on? John? John, give... Mike, you there?
Oh, hi, Lou. How are you?
Hey, Mike, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, great show today.
Thank you.
Great show every week, actually.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks so kindly.
I'll tell you, it's such a mess out in the Middle East, and I don't know if there's a right thing you can do or a wrong thing, because it seems that every time the United States does something, we're always wrong.
Yeah, but you know what scares me, though, Mike? We pull out of there. And I don't want to be there more than anybody. I can't see another person dying there, another one of our soldiers dying there. But we pull out of there, and 6 months, a year, when the Taliban takes over and ISIS take over that country, and they bring up more strength in the Middle East to where we're going to be into another war again. Unless you stop Iran, unless you put a coalition together and stop Iran and have UN forces, the United Nations, the whole world recognizing there's a problem, this is never going to resolve.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But what's going to happen? Russia and China will never back that. Like, you need all the countries to get together and say, hey, listen, the coalition has to say, listen, you guys need to stand down. You got to stop the crap. And,
No, you're right.
You're right, Mike.
I have to agree with you, but I will tell you.
It's not going to happen.
But who's in the neighborhood? Let's remember, Afghanistan's a whole lot closer to China and Russia than it is to us. Those countries have stakes in it. Russia has already fought a war in Afghanistan. Lots of countries have. And I have got to believe in the long run, both countries, however imperfect, or I would say even how totalitarian they are, they can't want wars on their borders. I think maybe we should bring in another country, guys, that hasn't been mentioned. It's Pakistan. We know they're supposedly our ally. And what role have they done in withdrawing support from the Islamist radicals? We do know in the past they've done a lot to help the radicals.
Right. I don't know if it'll ever happen. I mean, you want to see it happen. You want to see something good happen because, like Lou said, in 6 months, you know, it's over.
You're absolutely right. But like you say, we've got to make sure there's no power vacuum there. The worst elements will enter, and we've got to do our best to prevent it. I say we call a big power summit. I call on President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to call on the other international powers, Western Europe, Eastern Europe included, Russia, China, join, and let's see if we can nip this in the bud. Otherwise,
all right,
who knows?
Mike, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for the phone
call. Thank you, Mike.
And the support for the show. Nikki, great job. Music, Jefferson Airplane.
All right. Great selection.
Steve-O, great job, as always.
Great job.
All right. We'll be back next week, everybody.
Next time.
And God bless.